We absolutely must build community. That's thing number one. The most important thing you can do is to come together and work with other people and build relationships of trust. It's about pooling resources, time, skills, space, facilities, tools, enthusiasm, and money. Everyone has something to offer, and if you pool those things together, the whole will be greater than the sum of its parts. And this will allow people to face a future together that will be much easier to face together than it would be if people were only focusing on individual actions. Empowerment and engagement matter a lot. So in our era of expansion, we disempowered people because we scaled everything up so enormously. We moved so far beyond human scale that people didn't think what they did would make any difference. And they were working hard on the treadmill that kept running faster and faster. So they disengaged. You have much less civic engagement today than we did several decades ago. But when we start working at a smaller scale again, because effective organizational scale will shrink so much, this will be much more like human scale. So our activities as individuals are going to make a significant difference. And we can expect a much greater degree of civic engagement under those circumstances. So this is where we need to start with the process of downloading responsibility and looking at our individual actions and how they can affect our local reality. So we need to start thinking about initiatives that build social capital and relationships of trust. Things like time banks, local currencies, community gardens, transition towns initiatives, permaculture programs, intentional communities, eco-villages. There are many ways that people can come together and build something functional. Local government decisions can make an enormous difference. Local governments can start by getting rid of barriers to people looking after themselves. Right now, there are often bylaws in a lot of places that prevent people doing things that would make them a lot more self-sufficient. Getting rid of those barriers doesn't even cost anything. And if you don't think that your local government might do something like that, I would strongly suggest that you step up to the plate and stage a coup, essentially, and run for local government. Relationships of trust are absolutely foundational, and this is really where we need to start. So if we can build a top-down, bottom-up partnership between a municipality and the grassroots, that is a very powerful structure indeed. Time banking can be very important because it's an exchange of time and skills without the need to exchange money in the other direction. Now, if you're just doing something for someone, you're trading skills directly one-on-one, then it depends what skills you have and what the other person has as to whether that trade works. It's difficult to scale that up, but if you put in place a time bank where you're simply keeping track of how many hours people have done, whoever they did them for, how many hours people have contributed, how many hours they've withdrawn from the system, it doesn't have to be a one-on-one exchange anymore. So you can create a situation where you can scale up reciprocity, and that can make a very large difference. Because you're building interdependence, social networks, trust, and respect, and that is very, very foundational.